Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Eric Cargiolotto is back, ladies and gentlemen. Eric is a new member of our Brain Trust. He's the founding partner of Smash Labs, an organization that helps companies like you and me maximize and identify and maximize and leverage the special sauce that customers love about us as small business owners. And he teaches us how to not get all worked up about what the big guys are doing. His book is called Speak Human, Outmarket the Big Guys by Getting Personal. And I love his name, Eric Cargiolotto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Eric, the economy seems to be turning. And in your business, from a marketing standpoint, people should start opening up a little bit, should start getting back to marketing. Why is it that when the economy goes south, starts moving south, that one of the first things people cut is marketing? Why is that?
I think we all fall into this kind of trap. And I think, first of all, marketing is one of those things that you can cut and maybe not feel immediately. If you cut overhead, you cut people, those are things that you can really feel that are missing from your space or that lack of space. But marketing is one of those ones that we can kind of justify going without. The unfortunate part is it's the inverse of what we should be doing. Is when business is slowing down, the last thing we should do is try to slow that down more.
If you are worried about your future sales, and you stop your marketing and you think that's going to save you money, then what that's saying to me is you weren't doing the right kind of marketing to start with.
Exactly. It doesn't mean necessarily that I'm suggesting that you should be spending more on your advertising or you should be increasing those kind of the money spent necessarily, but you certainly should be looking at if it's getting to an ugly spot, who are your core customers? What do they love about you? How can you make them love you more so that you can solidify that existing revenue stream that you have, not sacrifice it out of pure fear?
Absolutely. So it seems like things are picking up a little bit in that area. Now, one of the things that I've complained and to small business owners about and have sort of given them some tough love about is this idea of thinking that they had to somehow match the big boxes toe-to-toe, step-for-step, price point for price point. And what I've told them in person and in on the show and in my writing is that's the quickest way to failure in a small business when you try to do that, because they can sell stuff cheaper than you can buy it.
Definitely, yeah. It's the economies of scale that work for large organizations just don't translate to our smaller operations. And I'm always surprised when you chat with a business owner and their primary strategy is one of price, because price isn't defensible. Someone else will always find a way to cut down
the
cost.
Always. And
so I think that's where the small guy has to be smarter about the way that they're marketing and find values that don't have anything to do with price, because realistically, we can buy almost anything for less, but typically we don't buy the least expensive thing. And I think it has a lot to do with finding where there's a value for the customer that goes beyond just the initial price tag.
Well, exactly. And that's what I call and what many people have termed the special sauce. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding the Big Mac, big companies don't have special sauce. They because of their scaling that you mentioned a minute ago, the way they scale things, they really can't deliver special sauce the way small businesses can. And the point that I try to make to folks, Eric, is that everybody doesn't appreciate special sauce. They're the ones who are going to go to Walmart. They were never your prospects anyway. But the people who like special sauce, they not only want it, they'll pay more for it.
Exactly. And that's the thing you've got to look at as a small business, is that you don't need all the business. You need that little bit of business that makes your operation profitable and a happy operation to work within, which I think is really critical, is that if you're killing yourself to get your prices down to nothing and upsetting people all the time, you're going to start hating your business very quickly. Is there a way to find a group of people who love what you do, who are willing to pay a bit of a premium because you're going to treat them right, and you're going to actually enjoy what you do a little bit more, which I think in the small business end of things is really important, that you actually like what you do all day.
Well, no question about it. And I don't know, I'm sure you have too, Eric, and I have many times seen companies, little companies, that thought they needed to get bigger. They thought they needed to grow. And in some cases they did, and it worked out for them. But in some cases, it turned out to be a disaster. I've seen people who owned restaurants, and part of the reason why we liked going there, the food was excellent, but the environment was excellent, and they wanted to grow, and so they bought it, got a bigger place, but the environment was not as nice, it wasn't as charming as it was before, and the quality of the food went down because they expanded, and they tried to scale that recipe, so to speak, and they failed. They literally went out of business, even though the other business was fine. They just felt like bigger would be better, and it's not always, is it?
No, definitely not. And I think this notion of this special sauce that you're talking about is that special sauce can be a huge asset when you're going against the Walmarts and the McDonald's and this sort of thing. But if you take that secret sauce or that special sauce away at some point, people are going to really feel that, because you're not offering lower price now. If you take away the one value you had, you're in trouble. You know, it's funny, I was up, a client of ours, it's a heli-ski operation called Crescent Spur.
Tell the audience what a heli-ski operation is.
Well, a heli-ski operation.
Everybody doesn't know that. It doesn't roll, you know, if you live in Miami, you might not know that term.
I suppose not. They are operations really concentrated on that select group of people that wants to have the best skiing possible. So they have, a lot of them will have lodges and such and helicopters right on site. And they fly people up into the mountains, and they can pretty much customize their skiing for whatever experience they'd like.
And there are no lift chairs. They take them to mountains that aren't served by lift services, and they literally deposit half, you know, two to six skiers off the side of the helicopter on top of this mountain.
Exactly. Yeah, these people are skiing powder that is not going to be skied by anyone
else. And that's their special sauce. And when we come back, Eric is going to talk to us about the decision that they were toying with about should they get bigger and what would that mean to them and what did he advise to them. Folks, you can spread this around any industry. It works the same. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you like Twitter and you want to follow me, you can do that at Jim Blasingame. So check that out. Eric Cargiolotto is our guest. He's the author of Speak Human. He's the founder of Smash Labs. And Eric, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
You can probably, the easiest way to find me is through our company, and that's smashlab.com. And the book is at speakhuman.com. So they're both pretty easy to find.
And also, is the book available at other places?
On Amazon.
Amazon?
You can grab
yeah.
it. But, you know, if you're not ready to make that commitment to the book, you can always just read it online for free. I'm releasing it a free chapter every
time.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate that. Oh, listen, we like free things around here.
It's quite a nice way to get exposed to it.
Well, it is, and it's a good book. And it's an important one. Eric, you were telling us about this heli-skiing operation. It's one of your customers up in British Columbia, where you are. And the heli-skiing is where they take people to remote parts of the world and deposit them on top of mountains that otherwise would be impossible to get to without a helicopter.
It's
you could never trek up that far. I mean, you really couldn't get up through the snow because of the deep snow, and it's somewhat dangerous because you got the potential. It's ungroomed snow. It could have landslides and that sort of thing. So talk to us about what they've learned.
Yeah, well, you know, it's this is a group of people that we've worked with now for almost a decade. We helped them with the first really serious version of their site, of their website, and as a result ended up helping them with crafting the story around a lot of the things that they're doing. And so finally, after about, I think it was 8 years, I was able to go and visit the space. And it was lovely to be a guest up there. And on the drive in, I spoke with Regina, who's one of the owners, and we started talking about their operation and what their special sauce is. And she remarked that a lot of people have asked why they don't grow, why don't they offer summer service or double their capacity or any of these things. And she noted that they've thought about it a lot of times, but she worries that if they do that, that she won't be able to personally check the menu every day. They have, I believe, three chefs, I believe, on site, and this is for a maximum of 20 guests. They have three chefs attending to their needs.
Wow.
And I didn't get to ski, which I still feel a little bit sort of short.
I'm very disappointed in you, Eric, that you didn't do that.
But I was able to eat the food and meet the guests and drink some of their very fine scotch, and it was really spectacular. It was something far beyond what I had expected. And, you know, we kept chatting about these things that really they had found this perfect kind of position where they had a lot of time in the summer to enjoy the space they had. They love their guests. They have amazingly personal interaction with their guests.
And it's not for everybody because I'm sure it's expensive.
It is, yeah.
But they only cater to those people who want what they have, their special sauce. And if they got bigger, it wouldn't have the same charm and the same allure that it does now, or frankly the same, you know, there's something to be said in the marketplace for snobbery.
Well, yeah, I think there's something that, you know, it was when Mercedes introduced, you know, a line of really inexpensive sort of entry-level vehicles, all of a sudden a Mercedes didn't seem as special.
That's exactly right.
And with Crescent Spur, what's really amazing is I met some of the guests, and I would say that some of their guests go beyond being happy and go to the point of almost being a little bit rabid about their excitement. I'm serious about this. This blew me away.
Well, then when they tell somebody, oh, where'd you go? Oh, I went to this great lodge. Really? I'd like to try that. Well, you better hurry because it can only handle 20 people.
Exactly.
You know, folks, and Eric, this is really important. Then folks, they make sure that they charge enough for this special sauce that they can do, it sustains their business and their lifestyle. And so this is the mistake people make, Eric. A lot of, a zillion small businesses have the special sauce and they deliver it, but they're not courageous enough with their pricing. They don't realize what they have. They don't charge enough, and they wind up going out of business because they had something special, but they didn't charge enough and only focus on those people who were willing to pay for it.
I think it's so easy. We all want to be so friendly, and we don't want to leave anyone out of anything. And the reality is that we have to look at the health of our organizations, and something like what Crescent Spur affords, and from what I've heard, their pricing is still, you know, probably a little on the overly competitive side. That was one of my suggestions, is can you look at ways to increase it even more? Because it is, there are only so many spots available at that place a year, and those people who go have something special that, you know, it's funny what you were commenting on is that when people ask where did you go, their guests don't actually just have that, they go and engage others. So
yeah,
the story that was recounted to me is that one of their best sales forces as such is one individual who loves their place so much that he'll go up to people, excuse me, at various ski hills that they have competing heli-ski operations logos on their gloves and say, I see you ski with this operator. Have you ever thought about going to Crescent Spur? Let me tell you how great it is.
Exactly. That's the snobbery part of it. Hey, Eric, give us the website again, please.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The website.
The website is crescentspur.com.
All right, your website.
Oh, my website is smashlab.com or speakhuman.com.
We don't mind giving them a little airtime. Folks, remember, you got special sauce. Charge for it. Eric, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'll see you next time. Eric Cargiolotto, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.